Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Rock Island Fire Department is investigating the death of a 94-year-old resident who died after first responders rescued him from a house fire early Monday morning. The fire broke out before 6 a.m. at a home on the 1000 block of 15th Avenue. Rock Island County Coroner Brian Gustafson identified the man later to the Quad City Times as Richard Newton. An autopsy is scheduled for today. The investigation remains open and active with the Rock Island Fire Department, Rock Island Police Department, and the Rock Island County Coroner's Office. The Iowa Board of Regents President, Sherry Bates, says that she's resigning this week. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that Bates has served on the board for almost 11 years.
In a statement, Bates said it's time for her to step back, spend time with family, and let new leadership continue the board's work. She also thanked former Governor Terry Branstad and current Governor Kim Reynolds. Regent Greta Rouse is also stepping down from her position as President Pro Tem, the role that would have filled in for Bates. Rouse will continue to serve on the board as a regent. Representative Taylor Collins, who chairs the Iowa House Higher Education Committee, called the leadership reshuffling an opportunity to chart a new path for the Board of Regents. Collins and other Republican lawmakers have pushed to eliminate classes and programs related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. The board will hold a special meeting on Wednesday to choose a new president and president pro tem. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has reappointed a former deputy secretary of the Illinois Department of Transportation to a local development board. Pritzker's office on Monday tapped Douglas House to serve on the Quad Cities Regional Economic Development Authority. House worked at the state's Department of Transportation until his retirement in 2022. House's nomination still needs confirmation by the Illinois Senate. The coldest air of the season so far is forecast to arrive tomorrow night following another round of light snow. Meteorologist Brian Pierce is with the National Weather Service office in Davenport.
We're going to have an Arctic front come through us on Wednesday, which is going to bring us light snow. And behind that, we're going to get quite cold for Wednesday night into Thursday. There's the potential for some areas seeing temperatures going below zero Wednesday night.
Pierce says Thursday morning will feel downright frigid with wind chills falling between minus 10 and minus 20 degrees. Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen is calling on Congress to vote soon to extend Obamacare subsidies to keep health care premiums from skyrocketing.
It is 100% essential that we stand up because we're going to have too many people in our community that are going to fall through the cracks and they're going to end up in the emergency department. And that is not health care.
The fight over the extension of the health care subsidies was a key factor in the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Sorensen is also pushing a bill that would lower prescription drug costs by blocking big pharmaceutical companies from stalling federal approval for generic drugs. Sorensen is a Democrat from Moline, whose district includes Rock Island, Galesburg, and Peoria. The Rock Island Planning and Zoning Commission continues gathering public input on a proposed urban agricultural ordinance, which would regulate urban gardens, backyard chicken coops, and other activities. The commission hosted its second listening session last night. Planning and Zoning Manager Tanner Osing says the ordinance has been revised already to remove setback and height limits for gardens and raising chickens and bees on occupied properties.
I know that was a point of concern in one of the initial drafts of this ordinance, and that's something we have proposed removing from the updated draft. On vacant lots, the ordinance would allow urban agriculture, provided a 5-foot buffer setback area is maintained along the perimeter of the property.
The city is holding two more feedback sessions on Thursday at 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. in the council chambers, focusing on immigrant and refugee communities. This is WVIK News.